famous rule by Nerot Hanukkah, which is a klal gadol, hadlaka osa mitzvah, that the mitzvah is the lighting, and therefore once it's lit, even though it went out, kavta en zakukla. That if it went out, you're not obligated to relight it. And the rule says that so long as you had enough oil or enough wax and it was lit in the place where it could last for a half hour, even though it went out by mistake, the halakha says you're not obligated to relight it. Or for example, let's say a person lit the menorah and then he wasn't happy with the flame, so he started to play around with it. He started to tinker with it, and as he was playing around with it, it went out by mistake. Halakha says also, since it was by mistake, kavta en zakukla. This law applies, according to the Shulchan Aruch, whether it went out during the week, or of course during the week, or even on Erev Shabbat, where you light early. Still, if it went out, and you didn't accept Shabbat yet, and it went out before the time, so long as you lit it, and it was legitimate when you lit it, even though it went out by itself, even before the time, even though it's not Shabbat yet, Halakha says, kavta en zakukla. Baran does not make a difference between not a regular day or Erev Shabbat. Now the question is, let's say a person put it out on purpose. Then we say that he has to relight it, albeit without a beracha. But he has to relight it. Because the law of kavta en zakukla is only talking about where it went out by itself, or went out by mistake. But not if you did it bemezid. But again, because we have safek berachot la'akel, because some say the menorah only has to last just for a few seconds anyway, there's no shi'ur, so therefore there's no beracha. But now let's discuss if a person wants to relight it, he wants to be mahmir. All the poskim say, a mahmir tabu ala beracha. That's what Acham Abaja, Allah so much in Chazon Abaja. That's what Ben Ish Chai writes in Parashat Vayeshev in Hilchot Chanukah. All the poskim say, Acham Ben Zion, a mahmir tabu ala beracha. If you want to do the mitzvah nice, you can, but you're not obligated. Especially on Erev Shabbat, it's proper to relight it again, especially if you didn't accept Shabbat yet, because some poskim say that on Erev Shabbat you must relight it again. It's not depending on Baran. So therefore, again, it's always better to relight the menorah again without a beracha, but you don't have to. Now, the question would be regarding a kavta. Let's say it's the sixth night of Hanukkah, and you lit the first night, the second night, the third night, everything's going good for you. And as you're lighting, you didn't get to number six yet, the first night already went out. So by the time you got to six, you didn't have six. So you never had six lit at the same time. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Biur Halakha that in such a case, if he doesn't light the original one, so he can have six at one time, he will not fulfill Mehadrin Min HaMehadrin. Because Mehadrin Min HaMehadrin says you have to have them all lit at one time. So even though we say Kavta En Zakukla, I don't have to light it again. Fine. But don't think you consider Mehadrin Min HaMehadrin. Even though you lit six candles, but since they weren't lit simultaneously, you're not Yotzei Mehadrin Min HaMehadrin. You Yotzei the Mitzvah, but not Mehadrin Min HaMehadrin. That's the Biur Halakha. The last chidush on kavta en zakukla is the question Acham Ben Zion brings for those that light outside and they have this box. And the box obviously is shielded against the wind. But when you're lighting it, you have to lift up the glass in order to light. At that moment, it's not considered lit in a place where it's going to last for a half hour. The Mishnah Berurah said, if you light in a place where it's windy, so therefore if it goes out, the halakha says, you have to relight it again. You have to relight it again. Why? Because when you light in a place that's windy, so it's like he compares it to a case where you didn't put enough oil, where it's clearly not going to be good. So therefore in this case over here, when you lift the menorah outside, and you lift the glass up, at that point over there, you could argue that it's windy, and therefore it's not considered as if you lit in a legitimate place. Acham Ben Zion is lenient, and he says that since at the end you're going to put the glass down, so you could have kavanah, and that kavanah will help you. Especially when you're standing in front of it, you're blocking the wind when you're lighting. So therefore there's room to be lenient, and there's no question. And therefore, if you live in such a place, and you intended to put it down, the halakha says you yotzeh hadlakat nerchah.